Welcome back to Code Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Our final interview of our shortened coaches show here on this Monday is joining us on the line. This is the head boys soccer coach of the Wright County Broncos, Ethan Krogman, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me today, Quinn.
So as we take a look here, your Wright County Broncos, I think really it goes without saying, this team has put together one heck of a season. You can even probably call it a storybook season to this point. You know, 11-0-4 with no losses on the year. You're in the driver's seat in the North Central Conference. And just really from the last time we talked in early April, you know, this team was off to a good start. You know, they were off to a 2-0-1 start. But since then, your team has just simply refused to lose in all situations. And just from where this team was at the start of the season to where they are now, what has impressed you the most about what this team's been able to do on a night-in, night-out basis?
It really is what you would call a storybook season. You know, if it's something that only pops up in what you might find in movies and TV shows. But, you know, the one thing about this team is their resilience to adversity and the resilience to not be okay with the status quo, even when we're in the driver's seat. As much as we are, we can kind of, you know, most teams would probably relax and say, oh, this is great, you know, we can kind of coast it. These boys don't. They keep the gas pedal down to the floor, and even through times where they're more tougher times are happening, they keep working, and they find a way, and it never ceases to amaze me how they always manage to figure out these situations and always come through on top and be successful. It's something that, you know, as a coach, you can't teach that. You can encourage it, but the boys themselves have to embrace that mentality. They have to embrace that work ethic and that resiliency in order to continue to succeed as we have through this season.
And speaking of, you know, we talk about the storybook season aspect, and the one who has led the way, it's hard to believe when you look at it, but it's a freshman, a guy in Jorge Luis Guzman, who has played anything but like a freshman throughout most of the season, leading your team in goals with 18 on the season. He's really been a catalyst on the offensive side of the field, and he's got some great helpers on that offensive side, guys like Anir Akdum, Jerry Hernandez, Adam Dax, so on and so forth. But when you look at what kind of moxie that Jorge Luis Guzman has brought to that offensive side of the field, just what has stood out about what he's been able to bring to the field every night?
You know, and I think that's what we talked about in the beginning when we were first starting off. You know, my biggest kind of question was offensively, what were we going to be able to produce this year and what was our production value going to be? And I think, you know, sometimes it just happens to show up, and, you know, in the case of Luis Guzman, say, hey, I'd like to come out for the soccer team. And you go, well, okay, you know, let's see what you got. And then, you know, 18 goals later, you go, yeah, you know, I think we found the missing piece that we are looking for offensively this season. And, you know, you talk about all the other guys like Jerry and Adam and Anir as well, but you look at our stats too. It's not just only him. We have multiple other guys that are sitting with 3, 4, 5 goals on the season too. So it's something too that's also very threatening as a team with Luis, is that, you know, most teams will gravitate towards him and try to shut him down, but he's also got 6 assists on the season. So he can also pass it off to somebody else and let somebody else do the scoring, which forces teams to go, well, what the heck? We were just going to focus on Luis, and now we've got to worry about all these other guys. And so I think that's the real impact he's brought as part of this season, is that he can score, but when teams focus on him, he can also assist other goals from everybody else on the team as well.
As we, I think the other side of this too, you know, talking about offense and how opportunistic it has been, your defense has been absolutely stellar this year, allowing single-digit goals all year round. This team has not allowed more than one goal in a match all season long as well. And obviously defense is, in most sports, coaches will tell you defense is a mindset. And soccer is absolutely, I think, the same way. But when you look at how your back row is played, and as well the play your goalkeeper, Ulysses Juan Ulysses Medina, only allowing six goals all year. Just the combination of the back row and Ulysses Medina's play, just what has been a catalyst to having such a high level of defense?
You know, and I think on the defense, you said it right, it's just stalwart. It doesn't give up. It doesn't bend. It hardly allows anything to happen, and that's, you know, the amazing part, because one of our captains, Santiago de Leon Juarez, is kind of the main anchor piece. He's the one kid that, you know, is very respected by a lot of the other kids in the defense and keeps that back line all organized. And he's got Aaron Alanis next to him, a junior as well. And then he's got Kennedy Puak and Jonathan Bamaka alongside. Just kids, they all get along together. They all gel. And I think that's a piece for defensively, is that chemistry piece, and they just all get it. They know where to move and how to cover each other, and they understand each other's abilities. And then you throw in Juan Medina in the back. I mean, you know, also helps when he's 6'5", but, you know, he's only allowed six goals in 106 saves, and he's got a 95% save rate on the season. You know, that you put that all together, and that's what you see in most games. If teams are even lucky to score one goal, that's all they usually get.
And as we take a look here, it is the final week of the regular season. A big one tonight with Garner-Hape Ventura win tonight. That clinches an outright conference title for your crew. That game kicks off at 7:30 and then followed up with a trip to Hampton-Dumont-Cal on Thursday to wrap up, or hosting, I beg your pardon, Hampton-Dumont-Cal on Thursday to wrap up the regular season. Then postseason is around the corner. Just, you know, looking ahead to tonight, obviously there is history at stake, clinching the program's first conference title with a victory, but just going into tonight and going forward the rest of the season into the postseason, well, what is the message to this group as we get further and further and the games start to have a little bit more meaning as we get further along?
Yeah, I think tonight it's like what I tell the boys, it's just one game at a time, and it's one job at a time, it's 1 minute at a time when it comes to these games. And, you know, that's what we got to focus on. We can it's harder, as they say, to survive 72 hours when you look at the whole picture versus just 10 minutes at a time. And that's what we kind of look at it. We look at it a few minutes at a time. What can we do in those few minutes to improve our situation or to take advantage of opportunities? We don't even think about Thursday, about Hampton. We're not focused on that until Thursday comes along. And we just take it one step at a time. And, you know, additionally, I just continue to emphasize to the boys that not to get too ahead of themselves. We have to stay humble. And, you know, all these teams, I told them, have everything to gain by trying to win against us, and we have everything to lose. So, you know, we're in a bit more of a situation where we have to take everything seriously, and it's not for granted, and we can't afford to take one day off or 1 minute off. It's one thing at a time. And that's kind of been the mentality of the season so far. And I think that's been a huge thing as to where it's gotten us.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Garner-Hape Ventura.
Sweet. Thank you for having me, and have a good rest of your night, Quinn.
You too. That was the head boys soccer coach of the Wright County Broncos, Ethan Crockman, here in our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City, as we go back to regular programming next here on 95.7 KQWC.